IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jahad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Brother Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers in the studio. Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam. Again, I'm so happy to be here.
Welcome. Well, and Brother Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me as always.
Welcome. Well, it's a pleasure really to have you both actually in the studio talking and criticizing the movie, June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Before me asking you the questions regarding that part of the movie, let's take a listen to a short part of the movie June, produced in 2021. And we'll be back with this question. Don't go away.
Are you the new weapons master?
Duncan Idaho gone. I must make do as best I can. Choose your blade.
I've had quite a day, Gurney. Give us a song instead.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. Well, we are criticizing the movie June, produced in 2021. And Sayyid Abdullah, why is there so much emphasis in this movie on the fight or training to fight? Like in that particular part of the movie, the boy, Paul, actually, or the princess, obviously in that part of the movie, because yet he's going to be the king, right?
Yeah.
Or the savior later in the upcoming sequels, probably,
yeah.
Right? Well, he's actually training to fight with... His trainer, obviously, with a blade and a sword, right? With all the technology that we see in this movie, like a spaceship of that status and size, yeah. And importance, whatever. And they like their interplanetary trips.
Yeah.
All the gadgets you see, still they are focusing on the blade and sword, right? Even if, they are fully equipped technologically speaking, does it mean they have studied their lesson well about Islam in general and Shia sources in particular, especially on the Imam of the time and the traditions, even though metaphorically?
Look, the idea is what you mentioned is something that actually catches your eye, because with the advances of technology that they had, so advanced that they have flying robots and stuff like that. And,
right.
But yet when they fight, all the fighting scenes, there are no guns whatsoever.
Yeah.
They have swords. And even though they had guns on top of the buildings that were shooting, so they had guns, but not on a person level, which is kind of strange. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So they say, okay, how come they're using swords in such an advanced world?
The Fremen's use swords because...
No. Even the other armies...
Fremen's mostly use swords.
Yeah, but we're talking about generally in the entire movie, all the armies, they were using swords. None of them used guns. They had no guns. The only gun that they had is that shoot darts, which is not a bullet. You know what I mean?
True.
So then they had to fight sword by sword. Mm-hmm. So even the Emperor's army, their army, the other armies, they all had swords.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though they had ships that can blow up. You know, they are these tiny things that walk on this massive ship and blow it up.
Yes.
So they had the technology so advanced. To that extent, you can demolish an entire, like a spaceship,
yes,
with a tiny little robot that right flies over it.
Yes.
But yet you're fighting one-to-one with swords.
That will cut my eyes, you know.
Exactly. Basically. So this is something that I paid a lot of attention to. And the idea is, like you said, it's very clear. In Islamic textbooks, it's written that at the time of the appearance of the Savior, he would use no guns whatsoever. There would be, even the systems that we have, it would be disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the technology that we have will be disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So then they had to refer to swords. And most people say, well, no, that's actually a riwayah. You're just taking it literally because it says, oh, the Imam will fight with swords. No, actually, he will fight with swords. Literally, he will fight with swords. They say, okay, what happens to this machinery and this all this gunpowder? Will be disabled. Why? One of the reasons the Savior will come is to save lives, not to take lives.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine Mahdi alayhi salam having a war with the Sufyani using nuclear weapons?
Right.
Or using true just heavy armory?
Yeah.
That would kill millions or hundreds yeah of thousands of people.
And lots of
so they those will be people who are killed to minimize life.
Yes, exactly. And also to save the life of the victims who are innocent.
Exactly. Exactly.
So but the imam, with the bombs, you can't you save can't their
yes
lives.
Exactly. Exactly. Everyone will, is going to be
everyone's
killed.
Everyone's going to die. So when the imam comes, he will use a sword. Literally, he will use the sword. And this point, they made it very clear in the movie.
Exactly.
That's going to be one-on-one. Because there are a lot of people who are innocent. Or even the soldiers themselves, some of them, they don't know. They're just mm-hmm following orders. But if the head gets killed, for example, we know from the riwayat that Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, when he comes, when he has his war with Sufyani, he will have a one-on-one with the Sufyani himself. Once he kills the Sufyani, the army will submit to the imam.
Mm-hmm.
So there is even minimum bloodshed. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's exactly why the imam is going to come on the sword, mm-hmm, to minimize death. And like I said, in the movie, you can see that clearly.
Exactly.
Swords, swords, swords.
Yeah.
Even though...
So they have studied their lessons well.
They did. They, like I said, sometimes it's scary the amount of detail they put. And like I said, I think when we discussed that X-Men Apocalypse...
Yes.
The amount, the what we call the preciseness...
Mm-hmm.
Of the movie itself was something really scary to me.
Scary, exactly.
Because literally they were a hadith being performed in practice in that movie.
Yeah.
Which got me like very scared.
Yeah.
I mean, to the preciseness of things.
Yeah.
They go between the lines.
No, not even between the lines. They're like directly, I think we discussed the hadith, we have the hadith from Mahdi al-Salami when he talks or the call in the heavens. Everyone hears it in their own language.
Everyone hears, yeah.
That was exactly done in the movie. This guy was making a call and everyone was understanding it at the same time, their own mm-hmm language.
Yeah.
So they take the hadith literally.
Yes, no, I mean, they actually does a perfect study upon that.
Yeah. So like I said, they are very precise. So in this
yes
in this movie that we see that when it comes to the sword, they were extremely precise yes in that mm-hmm aspect.
Exactly. And to the extent that sometimes you get scared so much so that, you know, not because of the fact that they put so much details in the movie and so straightforward and frankly mm and candidly, mm, but to the extent that sometimes you are scared because even to so much details that we even, you know, Muslims are somehow not really aware of or
they
because of
know
our lack of
like
reading
I said,
or
I always,
study.
Like I said, I've heard a lot of people, even a lot of scholars on the minbar, they discuss the hadiths, the narration what talks about the imam coming with the sword. They're like, nah, that was back in their time, but they didn't have a gun, so they had to say a sword. I'm like, mm-hmm, no. Sometimes there are a lot of hadith, a lot of ayat. You have to take it literally.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes
can't just decode it because it doesn't suit your time.
Yeah.
No, what happens if time goes backwards? Because we do understand, if you study the history of civilization, they reach a peak, they go downwards.
Yeah.
Our civilization will reach its peak, it will go downwards. There will come a time where there will be no satellites, no TV, no nothing.
Yeah.
You know
true
what I mean?
True.
And people have to resort back to horses and camels and what have you.
Yeah.
So no, take it literally.
And fighting with a sword yeah is, mind you, is one-to-one. And
yeah
it's very much ethical.
Exactly. It's
if
very
you compare
ethical
it with the bomb explosion and stuff
exactly
like that, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very ethical. Like I said, it's to minimize
it's
death
not a massive killer.
Yeah.
So the imam will come, and I read that the riwayah says all the people that will be killed during the whole revolution of Imam Mahdi al-Salam,
right,
less than 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me which war that you can lead to change the earth that will cost you 500 people.
Exactly.
None. Now you throw
exactly
one bomb,
true,
it kills 500 people instantly.
Right, mm-hmm, true.
But you don't see that happening in the narration. So they've done their, like you said, they've done their study so well that
mm-hmm
they got it better than us.
Yeah.
And better even than our scholars themselves who still refuse to accept it for what it is.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Let's take a listen, actually, to another part of this movie, June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And then we'll be back with his question and its critique. Don't go away.
What is this?
The Reverend Mother Gaia Selimuheim is here. She was my teacher at the Bene Gesserit school. She's now truthsayer to the Emperor himself. She would like to meet you.
Why?
She wants to know about your dreams.
How does she know about my dreams? Why is Dr. Yue here?
He only needs a moment.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma, my guest speakers in the studio. We are talking about and criticizing the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Sister Asma, you know, in that part of the movie, they are talking about an expert or a holy woman, in fact, in Black Whale,
mm-hmm.
right? Like an oracle. You know, in Greek mythology, I know
your yes.
background in literature, especially English literature. We have seen so many books and movies about that, you know, the oracles as a kind of mythological figure, you know, prophesizing about future and
exactly,
stuff like that, you know.
Yes.
We also see it in the movie Matrix, the oracle, you know, that woman. Of course, she was not in, you know, Veil, but
yes.
here you see all of the women there, right, in Black Wake.
Exactly.
It's very much, you know, interesting and intriguing to see that. Well, and that woman's job is to interpret dreams,
mm-hmm.
sort of, and also in addition to the prophecies. Well, why connect dreams with holiness and religion in the first place, first of all? This is my first question. And isn't it a field of study in psychology, per se?
Studying
dream interpretation because we see it in, you know, I've listened to a lot of lectures by psychologists about
yes.
interpretation of the dreams,
yes, yes.
And we also have this, you know, of course they may have taken it from religious sources,
yes,
you know, we mm-hmm. have, you know, famous dream interpretations and commentaries,
yes,
from even some of our, let's say, which we call it, you know, prophets mm-hmm. and saints,
yes.
right? So, apart from the origin and the source of the dream interpretation that we see, why do they connect the two, even in this movie?
At first, I would like to shed some light upon that woman in black.
Right.
Well, in Jewish culture and mythology, I don't know if you have read about it or not, but if you go, even in the pictures, you see that there are women wearing exactly the same dresses like this.
Right.
I mean, she is covered from her head to her toes
yes.
in black, and then in exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
And also in their mythology, they used to allude to women as these sort of spiritual sources that they know about the future, they know about a lot about the history, and they can also have some prophecies.
Bene Gesserit.
Exactly, the Bene Gesserit. This exact tribe, who are already all women,
mm-hmm.
All the members of this tribe are women, and also the old woman tells her that you were supposed to bring a girl, but
yes.
you didn't pay any heed to our words, and you brought a boy.
Yes.
So she was not satisfied with what she was doing.
Yes.
About the woman, I would say that they are alluding to some mythical stories and the characteristic of a woman in those stories, in which she is sometimes turns into a diabolical power that is going to change the fate of a nation.
I see.
But about dreams and the holiness that you said, I already told you the important dreams that do matter for us are those kind of dreams that come from revelation
mm-hmm.
or that come from a holy person
right.
who by this dream is going to give us some awareness about the future.
Right.
So the dreams are sort of related to spiritual things. So it's something natural, I guess, to connect these dreams with holiness, because these dreams usually, if they are a kind of true dreams. They come from a true person. Therefore, that person must be either infallible or an honorable person who has been picked for that position.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sis Asma.
You're very welcome.
Brother Sayyid Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. From me and the rest of the crew, we say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.